Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. It's just me, you and me right now. I want to talk about something that's on my mind. It's about defunding police. You know, folks, no other single group does more to benefit America than Main Street businesses, and no other has a greater stake in the stability of their communities. Small business owners anchor thousands of communities by producing half of the U.S. economy. You've heard me say that a million times. Creating jobs and signing millions of paychecks every week. Building things you can hold. Delivering customized service you can see. And leading with class. President Kennedy had something to say about that last thing. Class, he said, is grace under pressure. Surely JFK was thinking of a small business owner when he said that, because no one scratched their head when Gallup reported public admiration for small businesses at number 2 out of 15. They were right under the armed forces, immediately followed in third place by the police. By the way, the media and Congress are on the bottom at 14th and 15th, respectively. I'm just saying. By my count, over 100 million people are directly involved in running America's 28 million small firms, including owners, employees, and supporting family members. Arguably, Small Business America is one of the largest voting cohorts, with a common denominator of being all in, pushing all their chips to the middle of the table every day. Politically, Main Street operators are Democrats and Republicans, and they cover the liberal to conservative spectrum. And yet they're the least likely group to mount a grievance campaign, a protest or lobbying, about a policy affront to their interests. It turns out that when keeping your nose to the grindstone in order to make payroll on Friday, it's anatomical that you'll keep your head down. Alas, sometimes this is an unfortunate and unproductive political posture. Historically, when policies negatively impacting small businesses have been instituted, like higher taxes and new regulations, that the small business sector was less engaged in the debate than they should have been. And until now, they've been more or less surviving whatever was dealt to them. Until now. Until in a matter of days, the dystopic notion of defunding the police morphed from an anarchist rant into a dangerous political agenda. Consequently, it's now urgent that small business owners stand up and speak out today, this hour, right now, as I'm doing right now, against such madness as being part of any serious and legitimate discussion of law enforcement reform. My friends, there are no pure organizations, great or small. All can benefit from reforms. So yes, let's reform police department human resources practices that allow an obviously bad cop to remain on the street. Union leaders, call your offices. But using the sickening attack that happened in Minnesota last month, or any law enforcement failure, as justification for lurching hysterically to defunding police departments across the nation, is something out of Bizarro World, out of a Bizarro World comic book. In case you're not familiar, in Bizarro World, a vacuum cleaner doesn't remove dirt from the floor. It spews more dirt onto the floor. Yes, it is bizarre. Millions of small business owners of every race, gender, and background have risked everything for decades to own their businesses and real estate outright. Millions more keep their nose to the grindstone to eventually achieve that level of success. Defunding the police puts in jeopardy all of that work and sacrifice, as well as their 65 million employees and families. We can debate, my friends, we can debate racism, systemic or otherwise. We can discuss differentiating a constitutionally protected protester with a legitimate cause from a criminal looter or anarchist who should be arrested. But defunding law enforcement is a Rubicon we must not cross. What's next? Abolish stop signs? Or defund Congress? Oh, wait. Wait, maybe that. Okay, I'll move on. When the alarm company calls at midnight, calls you at midnight to report a breach at your business, yours is actually their second call. The first one was routed to a police officer working the night shift who at that very moment reports 1023. That means they're at your business. Still not knowing, that officer still doesn't know if he or she will find a door ajar or an armed intruder jacked up on crack. Still not knowing, that officer still doesn't know if a third call that night will be to that officer's family. Where do we find such people? Are we going to really defund that police officer? Small business owners must use their leadership platforms to be voices of reason against this misguided and hysterical lurch toward lunacy. The champions of Main Street must become the champions of hundreds of thousands of selfless professionals conducting millions of quality law enforcement actions every day across the danger spectrum. We must expose the defunding narrative as a canard for a political agenda that's more about destabilizing America than promoting better law enforcement. Raise your head from the grindstone, small business owners. Raise your head long enough to vociferously speak out against defunding police. No other sector in America has more to lose from the chaos that would ensue if quality law enforcement is not given the financial and moral support it deserves. You've heard me say this before. Nothing good comes from anything that harms America's small businesses. And nothing good comes from defunding the police. My friends, we have to speak out about this. This is going too far. We have to change things. We have to make sure that the discussion is focused on reform, if that's needed, and not defunding. So will America defund law enforcement heroes? Not on our watch. Not on my watch. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Friends of mine say I'll move to
New York. New York's fine. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.